Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 641. No Respecter of Persons with God. The Lord God of Heaven would have the entire Church devising ways and means whereby high and low, rich and poor, may hear the message of truth. The Lord Jesus, the mighty Savior, has died for these souls. He can arouse them from their indifference. He can awaken their sympathies. He can soften their hearts. He can reveal to their souls the beauty and power of the truth. The master worker is God, and not finite man, and yet, he calls upon men to be the agents through whom he can impart light to those in darkness. God has jewels in all the churches, and it is not for us to make sweeping denunciations of the professed religious world, but in humility and love, to present to all the truth as it is in Jesus. Let men see piety and devotion. Let them behold Christ-likeness of character, and they will be drawn to the truth. He who loves God supremely and his neighbor as himself will be a light in the world. Those who have a knowledge of the truth are to communicate the same. They are to lift up Jesus, the world's Redeemer. They are to hold forth the word of life. It is possible to be a formal, partial believer, and yet be found wanting, and lose eternal life. It is possible to practice some of the Bible injunctions, and be regarded as a Christian, and yet perish because you lack qualifications essential to Christian character. If you neglect or treat with indifference the warnings that God has given, if you cherish or excuse sin, you are sealing your soul's destiny. You will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Grace, peace, and pardon will be forever withdrawn. Jesus will have passed by, never again to come within the reach of your prayers and entreaties. While mercy lingers, while the Savior is making intercession, let us make thorough work for eternity. God will hold men accountable who have the plain teachings of His Word, but disregard them and accept the sayings and customs of men. And yet how many are doing this? They reject the light in regard to the Sabbath, and trample upon God's holy day. Ministers and people, with the Bible open before them, show contempt for the Word of God and His holy precepts, while they exalt a spurious Sabbath, which has no other foundation than the authority of the Roman Church. The claims of this spurious Sabbath are to be enforced upon the world. The Protestant churches, having received doctrines which the Word of God condemns, will bring these to the front and force them upon the consciences of men, just as the papal authorities urge their dogmas upon the advocates of truth in Luther's time. The same battle is again to be fought, and every soul will be called upon to decide upon which side of the controversy he will be found.